Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Everybody, welcome in to the weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. Holy cow, man, oh man, what a weekend. What a crazy weekend. I mean, I think I probably say something like this every week. But the truth is we can never know what to expect from anything that we watch unless we watch it and we just take it in. We can't just say, oh, this is what's going to happen. Because that is usually the opposite of what actually does happen. What a wild weekend at the Masters. Pretty cool stuff. Great story with Patrick Reed. Guy goes out and shoots 15 under over the weekend. What a charge by Ricky Fowler. What a charge by Jordan Spieth. Not bad play from John Rahm either. Or Cameron Smith. Or Bubba Watson. But there was one guy that really just took things to a different level over the weekend. And that was Patrick Reed. And it was really cool to see this guy shine and win the Masters 2018. So believe me, we're going to get into that. We'll dive all about around it. Because that was a heck of a round by Jordan Spieth, man. That dude started the day back, I don't know, 7 shots, 9 shots, something like that. And he got within 2. Pretty unbelievable. Just, we'll talk about how remarkable of a day it was without Tiger Woods really in the mix. So I think that is somewhat significant. Anyways, a lot to get into in Major League Baseball. As you know, those guys are out there. They're putting it in. NBA playoffs, right around the corner. NHL playoffs right around the corner. So much to dive into here on the weekend recap with me, Andy Dorf. Get at me, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. I'll be right back. It is the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Shop Lowe's for great savings to help bring your lawn back to life and keep it looking its best all season long. Start with Stay Green Weed and Feed Lawn Fertilizer at a new lower price of $15. And keep your lawn tidy with a Troy-Bilt 2-cycle 17-inch gas trimmer and edger, now for just $89. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through April 4th. While supplies last, see store for details, U.S. only.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
That is Bubba Watson with a convincing performance on this Sunday. 7-6 over Kevin Kisner to win his second World Golf Championship and his 11th PGA Tour victory.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Yeah. Let's do it, people. 1-800-878-7529. Andy Dorf, and it is the weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America. Hit me up on Twitter as well. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can always check out my website. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. Love my SB Nation people, by the way. SB Nation Radio. Love you people. Love the Sirius XM. Love those people on Cox Cable. Wherever, man. Wherever. I love talking sports. 1-800-878-7529. I want to break down a little bit of what happened at Augusta National. And talk a little bit about this story of Patrick Reed. Guy from Georgia. You know, he's a really good golfer, in case you didn't know. Guy posted 15 under at the Masters and was pretty cool, calm, and collected in a round four where he was in a pretty unfamiliar position. And you have the guys like Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson. A lot of the best players in the world right behind you. And for the most part, this was about as good as it gets when you're talking about guys making a charge and guys putting in an absolutely unbelievable effort when they could have just cashed it in. Could have totally cashed it in. Why? Because they were way behind. But you know what? The bottom line is that you heard Ricky Fowler. You heard Jordan Spieth. Man, you're just going out there. You're loose. You really don't have anything to lose. You're way behind, right? You're way behind. You're 5, maybe 9 shots behind in some cases. Like my man Jordan Spieth, who posted a 64. 13 under. That was fantastic. Even though the dude didn't win the tournament, that was ridiculously fun to watch. Because he had you thinking, like, what if? What if Patrick Reed blows it a little bit? What if Patrick Reed maybe just slips up? And then what about Ricky Fowler, man? A guy that has been in this position oh so many times before, where he posts a real, real solid number. And by the way, he shot 5-under on the day and posts a 14-under to finish in second place solely. Man, that was fun. It really was fun to watch. 1-800-878-7529. What did you take away from the Masters? How fun was it to see another winner for the first time, and a major winner, Patrick Reed? I mean, the dude was calm, cool, and collected, let's be honest. And that was like really, really very, very, very fun to see. Just another young guy that, hey, man, I've been here before, even though I haven't. You know, when it's maybe your time, it's just maybe your time. Maybe this guy is poised and ready to win many a tournaments, whether it's majors or just tournaments in general. Just that ability to soak it in the way that he did. Really, really impressive. And he knows the course pretty well. So there's a little story behind Patrick Reed. That's pretty much his home course. Won 2 national titles out there. And now he wins himself a green jacket. I mean, it's pretty cool stuff. Like, when you really think about it, that's cool stuff. Posting a 273 for all 4 of his rounds, Patrick Reed. And his life forever changes, people. His life forever changes, people. 1-800-878-7529. Talk about Jordan Spieth shooting a 64 in the final round, tying the Masters record. And I believe my man Greg Norman is the other guy that did it. And you got to go way back for that, obviously. But I like this Patrick Reed cat, man. I really like him. I know I got some callers on the line. I'll get to you people in just a moment. But I don't want to give you due time and let you take in a little bit of what I'm talking about. And we can talk about whatever's on people's mind, believe me. But that Masters Sunday was everything we could have asked for. Everything we could have asked for. So I'd love to hear people's opinions and thoughts on that at 1-800-878-7529. I know I got my man Mitch in Santa Monica. I'll get to him on the other side, because I guarantee he wants to talk about that and probably other things. But man, oh man, that was an unbelievable effort from a lot of guys. A lot of guys somehow, some way made Masters Sunday interesting when it could have been really, really boring. Let's be honest. Like I said, Fowler, 7 shots. Well, I'm sorry, 5 shots behind to start the day. He shoots a 67, which is unbelievably good for a final round at a Masters. And then you have that Jordan Spieth cat shooting a 64, which is remarkable, especially under the circumstances. And here's what I learned, is that these guys just went out there and they were absolutely loosey-goosey about what they were doing, because, again, they were so far behind. And what happened to Rory McIlroy? That is something I'm wondering. What did happen to Rory shooting a 74 on Sunday? And Tiger, what's the takeaway from Tiger, people? Not a bad showing, to be quite honest with you. T32 for Tiger, shooting a 69 in the fourth round, and plus one for the tournament. Not what people maybe were expecting, as far as him taking the tournament by storm and shocking the world, if you will. At least in my humble opinion, he would have been shocking the world. Because I have to see it to believe it. I'm not just going to say, okay, I'll buy into what people are trying to sell me. I want to see Tiger prove to me over four rounds that he can go out there and dominate a golf course. 1-800-878-7529. Thoughts and opinions about the sports world. You know how the Dorfman rolls, man. You know how I roll. I like your thoughts. I like your opinions. It is the weekend recap, you know, so let's recap what happened in the sports world. Baseball, basketball, football, hockey. Obviously, this golf stuff. We have you covered. So hit me up, 1-800-878-7529, or Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. All right, everybody, I'll be right back. It is the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it is Sports Overnight America.
It would be appropriate if his 100th putt this week dropped for birdie.
Exhibition. That was a smooth little 8-under par the last 13 holes.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorn.
Welcome back in, people. I am Andy Dorf. Thoughts and opinions, welcome and encouraged. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, a lot to talk about, as you know. Masters, baseball, NBA basketball, playoffs, literally right around the corner. NHL playoffs, right around the corner. Should be fun. Do the Vegas Knights have a shot? I think they do. Like, seriously, how cool of a story would that be, by the way? And in baseball, it's been interesting as to some teams that have kind of gotten off a little bit slow, like the LA Dodgers. Anyways, let's jump out to the phones, hook up with my good buddy, Mitch, in Santa Monica. I'm Andy Dorf, Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America. What is on the brain tonight, Mitch?
Lots of stuff is on the brain, but I don't know what Masters you were watching, but, dude, that's not the same Masters I was watching. This Masters actually reflected the NCAA tournament, where the first three rounds were like the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. Everything was going great. And then when you got to the Final Four, when you got to the finals, when you got to the end of the tournament, it actually was a dud. The only storyline in this was that Jordan Spieth was going out of control. If Jordan Spieth wasn't going to potentially break a record, CBS was going to lose their audience because Patrick Reed had it totally out in control. I mean, Ricky Fowler misses his putt on 16 to go birdie and maybe forces it, then finally gets to a score on 18 that sets him up. But I'm sorry. You know, I was waiting for something to happen, and then Spieth hits the tree in 18, and kind of you're like, oh, the dream, you know, kind of goes away. But you know what's ahead for Patrick Reed. I mean, the guy scored 71 today. Do you realize that out of the top 16 finishers, 12 scored in the 60s, and Patrick Reed scored a 71. He did nothing today. He started at 14, ended at 15. This tournament was somewhat for the taking for Rory McIlroy, and that was the story in the front nine. If you were watching on Masters.com, where they were like, oh, my God, this is going to turn into like a match play competition. But Rory fell out. So then all of a sudden, luckily, we had Jordan Spieth come up, that we had a story going, but he's five holes ahead, that he could post a number, okay? Then he falls off at the end on 18. You're like, all right, well, this is going to be a walk in the park. Luckily, Ricky Fowler scores a birdie on 18 that gives Patrick Reed a little bit of edge if he's got to do something at the end. And basically, he just has to par out. That's it. He just has to go par. And then, and for him at this point, I mean, he's been shooting the 60s all week. He really didn't do anything today except for walk in the course and play the course right. I mean, you know, I was actually not as flabbergasted about this Masters as I think you kind of teased your open. And I'm sorry to tell you, to differ with you on that.
All right, but, no worries. You know, let me rebuttal a little bit. So right. everything you just said was a whole bunch of drama, and the way that you just described it, I was pretty interested in what you were saying, and I think the way that you were saying it. You were interested in what you were saying. There were several different stories. Ricky Fowler coming up and making that putt, like you said, at 18, forced Patrick Reed to have to go there and at least par that hole. And you say, oh, par this, par that. Dude, the bottom line is that's the 18th hole at the Masters where, yes, this guy won two national titles. I understand he's familiar with the golf course. But you know what? At that point, he wasn't playing for about $2 million on one given shot, basically. So at the end of the day, Patrick Reed is the story, how calm, cool, and collected he was. And Ricky Fowler making it interesting, Jordan Spieth making it interesting – That was actually pretty cool stuff. And the fact that Jordan Spieth went out there and shot a 64 when he was nine shots behind to start the day, dude, come on, man. Like, without Tiger being in the mix on Sunday, at least these guys went out there and performed. And that's not taking anything away from Tiger, because the guy winds up one over for the tournament, T32, like I said a little bit earlier. And truth be told, it was a performance that's about exactly what I expected from Tiger, to be quite honest with you. If he figures maybe 1-2 under or 1 or 2 over even, I was thinking that would be pretty good for Tiger Woods as far as a showing at the Masters in 2018. But you described a lot of drama, brother. That's all I'm saying, man.
Hey, but listen, Michigan was a lot of drama. Loyola of Chicago was a lot of drama. But basically, when it came down to it, Villanova basically just had a walk in the park and they won the tournament, which is exactly what Patrick Reed did through this whole thing, 69, 66, 67, and then he just does a 71 at the end. I mean, you know.
Still, at the end of the day, that's posting, Mitch.
Yeah.
That's posting one under par on Sunday. Like, what's so bad about one under par on Sunday, my man?
Wait a minute. Dude, but 12 out of the 16 – scored in the 60s. Okay, the course was ripe for the taking. This wasn't a Masters that had weather, that had greens torn up, or that had, you know, soft, you know, water all over the place. I mean, there wasn't a lot of bad stuff. Patrick Reed knows this course, okay? I am not shocked that this kid did what he did and how he did it, and the scores are so low. But there's a lot of people bunched up. No one ran away with this. It wasn't like Tiger scoring a minus 17 when he was in his 20s, and then they had to change the course. Now they're posting these scores, okay?
Okay,
so everyone did well, but he didn't do as well as everyone else. I'm saying it was a great Masters. I loved watching it. I loved it. It was great. But I kept wanting a story. I wanted to get something, but it wasn't a great, fantastic finish.
Okay, no worries, man. I think the story was the fact that Patrick Reed was able to keep it together under the circumstances. But you're totally free and entitled to your opinion. Anything else on your mind, man?
Well, I totally agree. But I got to tell you, the most compelling, the most incredible 5 hours of sports entertainment, and I hope your listeners are interested in this, I hope we have some time for this, WrestleMania 38, buddy boy. Oh, my goodness gracious. I told you this morning on your show that things were going to happen, and everything that I predicted came wrong. I mean, my goodness, it was – The Undertaker showed up. I mean, it was like the Grateful Dead pulling out St. Stephen in 1980. I mean, it was like, oh, my God. It was a once-in-a-lifetime. It was like Fish doing Fox Brain. We've been waiting for that for years. I mean, it was unbelievable. He came in there and destroyed John Cena after he had to deal with Elias. I mean, it was really an incredible, incredible entertainment event. And if you guys are like, I know, you guys think wrestling is a bunch of garbage. I mean, there was real blood in the first two matches, and Roman Reigns had his head open. That wasn't fake blood at the end there. That guy was, and they had his head basically, I think they kind of closed out the match. I told you the over-under on the suplexes was like 8. Well, I counted 11. And well, I don't know belly to bellies versus suplexes were, but he had 11 of those and 6 F5s on him, 4 Superman punches, 4 spears. I mean, that match was freaking awesome. But I got to tell you, the best moment, if you're interested in this at all, I mean, there are 2 great moments. Ronda Rousey going up against Triple H and punching the heck out of him, and then almost breaking the arm of Stephanie McMahon at the end for her to tap out was absolutely just awesome. But when Braun Strowman, as a sole competitor who was forced to have a partner to go up against the champions.
Yeah, man. Hey, just so you know, you only got about a minute and a half. Okay. Get through it, brother.
And by the way, he went and he said, I'm not going to choose a person until I'm in this ring. And he chose a kid, a 10-year-old kid out of the audience. And him and Nicholas win the WWE Tag Team Championship. Him and his 10-year-old kid, Nicholas. Nicholas is going to have the greatest day in his life tomorrow at school. I loved it. I'm telling you. For my money, if I'm going to spend 5 hours, which I did on the Masters, and then 5 hours on that, it was awesome. I can't wait till next year. My goodness. The WWE rocks. It's sports. I don't care what you guys say. Think if it's scripted or not. It was incredible. Athleticism. I love the Masters. Don't get me wrong, Andy. It was great. I just wish it got a little bit more interesting in the end. But I got to tell you, there was nothing more interesting than what happened in New Orleans, in the Superdome, in front of 78,000 plus.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate
it's
the call,
good, man.
It's all, hey, I appreciate the call. It's always good hearing from Mitch in Santa Monica, whether it's sports or entertainment. The dude just loves to talk about what's going on in his world. So I love it, man. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. As you know, a lot to get into and so little time to do it. So get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. It is the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it is Sports Overnight America.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name of the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
Yeah.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Thank you.
toward the alley on the run span, and Kiermaier, and it gets between them. It's going to keep on rolling. Another run is in. Nunez rounding second. On his way to third. They're going to wave him in. Fabulous trying to bring him home. Here's the throw. It strikes the mound, and he scores. On a little blooper in the left center field, he touches them all. And the Red Sox lead it 3-0.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorn.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Yes, I am Andy Dorf, and weekend recap going on right now, right on Sports Overnight America. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com, which, by the way, you can check out all the time. NBCSports1060.com in Phoenix, 9 a.m. That's Pacific time. Which, by the way, I start this show at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Take your calls all night long at 1-800-878-7529. I want to get you some scores in Major League Baseball real quickly. Red Sox keep winning. That's all I can say. 8-7 as they beat the Rays. And I think it's going to be an interesting race throughout that whole way. I really do. I think it'll be fun. I think that New York will definitely be pushing them. Yankees go down, by the way, to the Orioles, 7-8, which was the reverse score of the Red Sox and the Rays. Just pointing that out. Cleveland finally getting a victory, and they've gotten out of the gates a little slow, beating the Royals 3-1. Pirates taking care of the Cincinnati Reds 5-0. Phillies go down to the Marlins, who we'll see how long they can tread water for, 6-3. Tigers, 1-0 over the White Sox. Cubs, 3-0 over the Brew Crew, who are now 5-5. They got out to that hot start, so we'll see how they do. It'll be interesting. I think the Cubs will figure things out, to be quite honest with you. Astros over the Padres, 4-1. D-backs, 4-1 over the Cardinals. D-backs keep winning too, people. Fun watching the D-backs. Blue Jays over the Rangers, 7-4. Braves, 4-0 over the Rockies. Dodgers get a victory, much needed, 2-1 over the Giants. Athletics go down to the Angels, 6-1. And the Angels have gotten out of the gates pretty nicely. So that's pretty cool. Mets on top of the Nationals, and the Mets have gotten out of the gates. That's somewhat of a surprise. 6-5, they won over the Nationals, who have gotten out of the gates a little slow, which is a little bit of a surprise. So the opposite there in that division. The Mariners and the Twins game was postponed, by the way. So that's some things that are going on in Major League Baseball. 1-800-878-7529. Love talking sports with you people. I got to get some stuff in about the NBA, too. Got to get some things in about the NBA. I think the NBA is going to be fun to watch in the playoffs. I really do. Think it'll be fun. Let me run down some scores real quickly, too, there. Pacers on top of the Hornets, 123-117. 76ers, 109-97 over the Mavericks, and they just keep winning. And this is a fun story too. 50 wins for the 76ers. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So trust the process. Trust the process. Because it seems like it's working there. Hawks beat the Celtics 112-106, which definitely ends the Toronto Raptors are the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, people. Grizzlies on top of the Pistons, 130-117. Raptors 112-101 over the Magic. Jazz 112-97 over the Lakers. And what a story that is, too, people. What a story that is, the Utah Jazz. With the way that they started out the season, wow. They're right there, man. A four seed? Are you kidding me? That's phenomenal. The Warriors 117-100 over the Suns, who played their final game at home. And I'm thinking people in Phoenix are like, thank God. Thank God for that. 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the sports world. I'm going to talk a little NBA hoops. But again, we can talk Masters because I do think it was interesting. If you don't think it was interesting, you have the right to agree to disagree with me at 1-800-878-7529. Again, you can always hit me up on Twitter, too. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. But yeah, man, I think that it was a cool story of Patrick Reed. Calm, cool, collected. And he's knocking – my caller knocking him about the score he shot. Dude, he shot one under par, man, in the fourth round of the Masters. And it's not his fault that everybody was way behind him. So don't knock a guy for playing the way that he played. If you ask me, he played to win. He didn't play stupid. He played to win. He went out there and what did he do? He kept himself composed. And if you keep yourself composed, I think you're going to do okay, man. Think you're going to do okay. And he really did. He did. It was a great job. Great job from Patrick Reed. So I say kudos to him, man. And if you don't think the charge from Jordan Spieth was cool, hey, I'm sorry. Guy fell a little bit short, man. Just kind of ran out of holes. And Ricky Fowler making it so that the guy had to be honest on 18 and make a par and not be able to have a bogey. If you don't think it was drama, that's fine. That's cool. I ain't mad at you. 1-800-878-7529. So here's where I'm going to go with the NBA. I'm thinking after further review that it's going to be one of those deals where, once again, I don't know if anybody will be able to beat LeBron James four times in the NBA playoffs. Raptors have had a phenomenal season. This is unfamiliar territory for them. Unfamiliar territory for them. Boston without Kyrie, you can pretty much say they're donezo. It ain't happening. Sorry, people, it ain't happening. Philadelphia is interesting. I don't think they're winning the whole thing, but they're interesting. Cleveland, they got the best player. Flat out, hands down, they got the best player. I don't care what anybody wants to tell me. James Harden may be having a better year with his team. I can accept that because I think that personally myself. But LeBron James is the best player in the world. He's the best player in the world. So when I think about what's going to happen in the Eastern Conference, I think it's still going to revolve around Cleveland and LeBron James, or LeBron James and Cleveland, however you want to put it, man. But I can't get over the unbelievable improvement from the Philadelphia 76ers. They're a 3 seed, people. They are a 3 seed. And I know it's in the Eastern Conference. I know. But they have 50 wins, man. They got 50 wins. So ultimately, their 50 wins would put them at the 3 seed in the Western Conference, too, for all you brainiacs, okay? Because the Portland Trailblazers are the 3 seed with 48 wins. So don't go and tell me how the Western Conference blows the Eastern out of the water. It's better. Absolutely, it's better. Don't get me wrong. When you have a team like the Denver Nuggets who are 10 games over 500 and they are out of the playoffs, but they're right there knocking on Minnesota's door. Because they have the same record, Minnesota holds the tiebreaker. However, they will be playing again. I believe the last game of the year. I think it'll be fun, man. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Western Conference? Well, the real question is how banged up are the Warriors going to be? How bad is Steph Curry? How bad is Steph Curry? If he's really banged up and he can't get back into the playoffs, because he's not going to play the first round. not playing the first round. So if that's the case, how good will they be? And are they a little vulnerable maybe? Are they maybe a little vulnerable because of that? I think so. This is a perfect opportunity for the Houston Rockets. But with that being said, will the Utah Jazz or the Oklahoma City Thunder maybe somehow cause a ruckus? I love that Mitchell kid. Who do you give, seriously, who do you give the Rookie of the Year award to? How do you give it? How do you not give it to Ben Simmons, but how do you not give it to Donovan Mitchell either? Like, seriously. That dude has matched him tit for tat, for sure. So, at the end of the day, man, I almost feel like that's one that you're going to have to slice up. Going to have to slice that one up. Because I think they're both very worthy of winning the Rookie of the Year. I mean, Ben Simmons has a little bit of an advantage. He like sat on the bench and watched things for a whole season. And believe me, man, there is an advantage to that. Trust me on this. Even though he wasn't playing, he was seeing the flow of basketball the way it goes in the NBA. And then, obviously, put it all together. But I really think that Mitchell kid is fun. And the Utah Jazz are a really, really good story. Like the Philadelphia 76ers are a great story. Should be fun. That's what I really think. Should be fun to watch the NBA playoffs. I think that we're going to have more competitive series. I really do. I don't think that you're going to see teams necessarily get knocked out before they should. That's not what I'm saying. But I do think they're going to get pushed a little bit more hard. A little harder. They will probably get pushed where, like last year, they were sweeping the whole way through. They may get pushed a game or two. And how good will Portland be? Because they've had several times where they've gotten on great streaks. So, again, there are some interesting storylines to how the playoffs could go. I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Obviously, I do the show starting every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. You can always catch the early show that I do, 8 a.m. Pacific time. I love my SB Nation radio people. I love SiriusXM people. SiriusXM, oh, man, just wherever you're at. Cox Cable, again, so many different outlets. So if I forget some of you, I'd love to hear from you. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. Keep it close. Andy Dorf, Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
On this, well, or did you think it was certain to work?
I thought it was going to be
hard, man, hard. Oh, he stared at Wesley Johnson, and then he hits a three. Wow. He put him on the deck, and then he hesitated, stared at him for a few seconds. My goodness.
I lost my train of thought, man.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. and enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And with 12 seconds to go in overtime, Ottawa will be awarded a penalty shot. So here comes Pageau with a chance to win it. Jean-Gabriel Pageau scores! Ottawa wins it in overtime! And what a blow to the Florida Panthers, who leave a much-needed point on the table.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody. Yeah, wow. What is coming in the NHL hockey playoffs? That's the real question. Bruins go down, by the way, to the Panthers 4-2, and that was not good for them. Not good for them because they are playing in the postseason, so that's trouble. But I'm interested to see how the Vegas Knights do. I'm really interested to see how the Vegas Knights do. Some of the matchups, you got the Minnesota Wild playing the Winnipeg Jets. That'll be interesting. That'll be fun. Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, that's another fun one. LA and Vegas. That's pretty cool, man. That's cool stuff. New Jersey, Tampa Bay, Toronto, Boston. That's going to be a fun matchup. Columbus and Washington. Colorado and Nashville. San Jose and Anaheim. So a lot of fun matchups in the NHL hockey playoffs coming up. All right, man. Wow. How quick does it go, people? Always so much to talk about in the sports world and never enough time to get it all in, as you know. What a wild weekend at the Masters. Major League Baseball, unbelievable stuff, great stuff, some good teams getting out to some starts. I got to get it the heck out of Dodge. Again, man, I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.